Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Oh, yes, indeed. We have arrived. It's time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of May, 2021. Here comes some of the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Something we should have actually announced in yesterday's show, it just kind of flew under the radar for some reason, because it's kind of big news. I don't know how that happened. But anyways, we got it for you now. Looks like Netflix might be saying, yeah, gaming. That looks kind of interesting. From what we can tell, Netflix, yes, is very seriously considering expanding into online gaming. In fact, the rumors right now are so strong, we've even heard they're looking to hire a gaming executive to oversee their new efforts. Now, some news agencies have actually reached out to Netflix, and what they pretty much reported back to everybody was, Netflix's gaming strategy is still very much up in the air, and their potential option was actually to launch an online subscription gaming bundle based on Netflix's own titles. So, nothing similar to, say, like Xbox and these kind of things. Maybe a little bit more focused like Apple Arcade. Netflix went on to say that many details have yet to be ironed out, and nothing, yes, is definitely set in stone yet, including what kind of game offerings it will have. So what we can pretty much see here from Netflix, yeah, it's definitely nothing that's being denied. In fact, this might just be a Netflix strategy to kind of put it out there, just to see how well people might take to it. As far as when a service could be launching, well, we're definitely not hearing it's going to be this year. All signs are pointing to sometime in 2022. TikTok users. Yeah, I'm not one of them. Think I'm too old. Did you happen to know that text-to-speech voice? Yeah, it's a little different now. Well, there's a reason behind that the voice has changed. Probably because the actor, or shall we say actress, yeah, decided to file a lawsuit against TikTok. Yeah, that's right. Just a few weeks after the actor claimed to be the original voice and filed the lawsuit, TikTok apparently said, okay, this doesn't look very good PR for us. Because apparently, it was never agreed upon that she would be featured in the app. Now, those of you that haven't really noticed the new voice yet in TikTok, it's been showing up over the past few days. The ones that have noticed the new voice have said, yeah, it's a little bit more energetic and upbeat. So obviously the new voice is a response from TikTok saying, yeah, this lawsuit has been filed and we don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Now, apparently the voice actor, or shall we say actress, Bev Standing, claimed that she was the voice behind TikTok's text-to-speech feature, but she never, ever agreed to work with the company. In fact, never got anything in writing. She said her voice was done for voice recordings meant to be used for translations, but never authorized the use of her voice to go anything beyond that. TikTok, on the other hand, yeah, they haven't made any single comment on this. Probably hoping it'll go away. But definitely with the change of the voice, TikTok, yeah, is definitely feeling the heat from the lawsuit. And finally, you know, we've had a lot of talk about going to Mars and all that. We've kind of forgot about the moon. More than likely, one of these days, we'll be going back to the moon, and we're going to be doing it in style now. Because Lockheed Martin, yep, and GM, they're getting their groove on with a new electric moon buggy. Yes, it was announced that the two companies will build an autonomous buggy-like vehicle. Yeah, meaning you can be in the buggy and not even have to drive. Now, most of you are probably thinking, well, wait a minute, it's autonomous. We're not going to be sending any humans there. Well, not so fast. One will be for people, but still autonomous, so they don't have to worry about driving. They can concentrate more on their mission. The other one will actually be doing other things around the moon. Apparently, the moon exploration campaign will call for various robots, vehicles, and scientific bases that will be all planted on the lunar surface within the next decade. Now, right now, the rover still very much in its early stages of development. The only thing we did get out of GM saying they will make it very lightweight. One thing that definitely won't be lightweight, the budget. GM apparently will be investing $27 billion in this adventure. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Come on over there. Check out what we got for you. Find fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network, including this show, The Mac Show, The Big Show, The Photo Show, and so many others. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or, of course, follow us on Twitter, at British Tech. And come join our BTN family by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.